return to paradise.
There can only be one person.
My parents had about 18 of his records.
Nat King Cole.
The Nat King Cole. Mm. The irrepressible. Was it unforgettable. Gentlemen, lovely to be with you again.
Also, rhyming slang for being on the dole. was it Old King Cole or Nat King Cole?
Yeah, I think it was Old King Cole back in my uni days. Now, gentlemen, Kevin, are you familiar with the work of Seth Rogen?
He's a comedian, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a comic actor, writer, director, what have you. I thought he was an American actor, but he's actually Canadian. He's from Vancouver.
Is he?
Yeah. And the reason I sort of brought his name up is he's just got himself a new gig, which he threw himself up for when he saw on Twitter that the Vancouver public transport system were looking for a new voiceover person. And he threw his hat into the ring and they said, okay.
Is it a joke or seriously?
No, he said, seriously, I'm happy to do it for you. For free, you know who he was. You know who he was replacing?
Bill Murray,
Morgan Freeman, the voice of God. He'd been doing it for many years, and Seth Rogen is now doing it. Let's just have a listen to Seth doing what he's now doing on the Vancouver public transport system.
Hey, Vancouver, it's Seth. Here's a tip to make your transit ride even more awesome. I know your bag is probably very nice and you care deeply for it, but that doesn't mean it needs its own seat.
There you go. Now, okay. I was thinking, what if we were to do it here in Melbourne? If we were looking, Kevin, for a Melbourne icon to do the public transport port announcements, because you remember how it used to be, every time you'd walk onto a train platform, they would use the bloke who works at that station with the most incomprehensible accent was who they used to do. But what if we got a true Melbourne icon and every time you got on a train or a tram, this is what you heard?
Hello.
That would work, Kevin, don't you think?
No, that wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't work.
I'm Frank Walker. National
Tire. So the reason being...
Well, who's the most recognisable, in a way, for us sporties? It's almost Craig Willis.
It's got to be. I mean...
Because... He was sadly missed last year, of course, when he missed a few finals.
Sadly missed is an understatement, I reckon. I was at the ground and think, where is Craig Willis? Oh, especially grand final day, you just expect to hear the sonorous tones of Craig Willis, and he was greatly missed.
I would say Craig Willis.
So we want the voice of Melbourne Transport.
Yeah, if we were to get someone new to replace whoever it was, just as they did in Vancouver, instead of Seth Rogen, who would we get the voice of?
Yappers!
No.
942-9176, and we've got a $100 voucher to the Railway Club Hotel. Melbourne's best stakes, of course. Who should voice the Melbourne public transport system?
KB and I did Brekkie Radio a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we kept having this bloke ringing in, talk back, about 6 o'clock in the morning, and he was working at Flinders Street Station.
He was.
Right.
And he was a big fan, and rang in at least a couple of times a week. So in the end, we said, listen, mate, put the phone up to the microphone. Because he was the bloke that actually, had to say that the 617 Frankston train was about to leave and stand clear. So he said, put the phone next to the microphone. And we both did it.
You both did it. Live to air.
Yeah. Well, it went live out onto the Flinders Street
railway station,
whatever platform it was on. Would you like a well-known Melbourne broadcaster doing station announcements as well?
Or even, just replacements in general. I mean, this happens all the time, whether it's on TV. I mean, remember, Tony Barber got replaced by Glenn Ridge and you
were never comfortable with that, were you?
No.
Although Ridge was good.
Yeah, he was great. But, Pointless is about to be replaced with a test pattern or something that rates equally.
Because it's like that, I've noticed, not that I took a great deal of notice of the ads in the first place, but the girl from the Trivago ads is just, we were bombarded with those Trivago ads and that quite attractive girl who was did them all. And there was a
Where was she from?
Well, she was Australian, but she was based overseas. And I think that was a worldwide ad. I think that was a generic ad.
And she was incredibly popular for that reason. I think there's websites devoted to the Trivago girl.
But she seems to have disappeared.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, people doing ads. Do you remember those brand power ads?
Yes.
Melbourne girl Sally Williams. She did it for, I reckon, best part of two decades. And I think they replaced her a year or so ago. And I still, whenever a brand power ad comes on, I go, gee,
where's Sally?
They've got a new chick.
Let's find out. We've got 942-9116 is the famous talkback. Now we've got the $100 voucher to the Railway Club Hotel. And we're looking who should be the voice of the Melbourne transport public system. And Richard is in Narre Warren. G'day, Richard.
Good afternoon to you guys.
Who would you like to hear standing on Flinders Street Station?
I reckon Sam Newman, because he just tell it out as it is.
Yeah. Get on the train. If you're not there in time, bad luck.
Yeah, bad luck. He
we're going to
be...
shut the door now, so you better get your leg in.
He'd be a bit critical of the odd suburb too, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to go there, it's not leaving at 6-7.
Yeah, the next 5-10 to Craigieburn. Yeah. Better than
why
nothing.
You want to go there? Yeah. I've got no idea.
Right.
He might need a gig next year, Sam.
Nice start, Richard.
And we'll talk about that with you in a moment, because we devoted far too long talking about the footy show the other day.
No, we didn't.
Because, of course, I didn't mean it like that, but there was a million calls about... Mm. The footy show.
People were trying to fix it.
The fact that Beck is moving on and so forth. Anyway, we'll get back to that. Andy is out there in the traffic. Andrew.
Good afternoon, gents. I think Jack Thompson.
Good voice.
Oh, yeah.
Very famous voice and someone that everyone knows.
Yeah.
He's the man from Snowy River.
Not quite as prolific as he was.
No.
I think living with the two sisters must have worn him down eventually. But
Jack Thompson would be good.
Great voice.
He would be very good.
It is a great voice.
Yeah. Great actor.
Nice nomination, Andrew. Pete's on the road. G'day, Pete. Hello, Peter.
You there, Pete?
Pete's out there dodging some traffic. You there, Pete? We'll come back to Pete. He must have gone through the tunnel. Paul's in South Morang. G'day, Paul.
How are you, guys?
Good.
Who do you reckon, Paul?
I reckon our famous Terry Wallace.
I'll spill up!
love Terry to bits. but...
if you don't hop on that train to Lilydale, I'll spill up!
Look, nice suggestion, Paul.
Oh, it's almost clubhouse leader,
with all due respect to our great mate, Mike, we're thin.
Joey's in South Morang. G'day, Joey.
How are you,
Tim?
What about Bruce McAvaney?
Delicious.
He's certainly an icon.
It'd be very accurate.
Yes.
He would.
This is leaving at 6:17, right on time.
Would he have little Josh telling him what time all the trains left in his ear?
He'd have the whole timetable written down in his exercise book. Yes,
Bruce might say, the 6:17 from Lilydale is leaving, isn't it?
Yes. Nice one there, Joey. Let's go out to Diamond Creek. Mitchy is out there. G'day, Mitchy.
How you going, guys? Oh, I reckon Bill Laurie.
Beautifully bowled. Got him.
A Victorian icon there, Mitchy. You can't...
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Did we miss him last summer?
On the cricket, yeah.
He's retired now.
Yeah, I know. We did miss him. And a fantastic voice.
And an instantly recognisable commentary voice. Yeah, and they're not all like that. Sometimes you listen and you go, who's that? But Bill, you know it was Bill.
The 6:17 of Cranbourne. Great Victorian town. Great Victorian city.
Thanks, Mitchy. Tony's in Hampton Park. G'day, Tone.
Who do you reckon, Tone?
Good afternoon, guys. What about Ozzy Ostrich?
Ozzy Ostrich. Is Ernie Carroll still with us?
I think Ernie's still around. I'm not sure if he's doing a hell of a lot at the moment. Yeah. But would you need Ozzy to actually do it? Would you need the puppet to do that?
He'd have the
puppet have its own microphone.
Bit of a squeaky voice. Mm. Ozzy Ostrich, nice nomination. Julian's in Moorabbin. G'day, Julian.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I reckon you've got to have a voice that everyone loves the person, and I reckon that's Molly Meldrum.
Trouble with Molly doing that sort of thing is the train would have pulled out by the time he got it out.
I was about to say the same, Doc. There'd be too many ums and ahs in that one, I think, you know.
Get it wrong. Anyway. Yeah, nice, Julian.
It's an iconic name. It's an iconic voice. Craig's on the road. G'day, Craig.
Yeah, g'day there, fellas. I want to throw up another Sam Kekovich.
You know it makes sense.
Well, that is an iconic voice and certainly an iconic Australian.
Absolutely. But I don't think the Victorian public transport system probably afford Sam Kekovich.
We're talking here about, like, if you're on the train, every time you pull into a station, they tell you what station's coming up. Yeah. That's what we're looking at here, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
Sam would be fantastic, wouldn't he? And at the end, he just says, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah. He's throwing an ad for lamb and...
if you're feeling a bit
and
peckish,
whoever else he's working for that
feeling
week.
A bit peckish. Yeah. But it's a great voice. 942-916. We've got the $100 voucher. Giveaway to the best observation to the Rowa Club Hotel. Of course, Melbourne's best stakes. Who should voice the Melbourne public transport system?
And here's another one that just keeps coming up on the text messages, the Savo.
Grand Sile.
Yeah. I'd cop that.
Oh, Franco, he sold his business. He sold the building. He's looking
time
for
on
a
his
gig.
Hand.
Yeah. Oh, and he is a true Melbourne icon.
Yeah, 617's leaving for Footy's Grey and North of Melbourne.
That's the thing. Every train would have to go through North Melbourne and Footy's Grey.
Footy's Grey.
Yeah, no one ever wanted him to open any more stores. We were all happy with Footy's Grey and North of Melbourne.
But didn't he add a Brunswick at some point?
Oh, yeah. That furniture.
Brunswick and Footscray.
So Yablett, he comes in on the right half forward flank of the fish market in from 50, puts an odd sway. Yablett!
So Rex getting a lot of nominations. Some are saying if Bruce did the voiceover for the Met trains, you get the feeling the 5:40 p.m. to Sandringham will run on time, don't you?
Asking the
you need a few rhetorical questions when you're announcing the
trains. A lot of people think Doc should be a special announcer, but only at the stations of South Yarra, Toorak, and Armidale.
Is that right?
Andy Marr, they said, would be very good if you wanted to be late.
People are nasty.
Yeah, so some people are taking this in the right manner.
Timmy's in Pakenham. G'day, Timmy. G'day, Tim.
Yeah, hello.
Good, thanks, Tim. Who do you think would be terrific doing the public transport system?
Oh, I reckon Dave Hughes would be pretty funny at it.
Hughes would be an unusual voice to hear coming through. I mean, did you don't reckon, Tim, that Melbourne already hears enough of Dave Hughes?
Yeah, they would, but I suppose you could also put Russell Crowe on there as well, I suppose.
Oh, he could do his gladiator voice or something like that, couldn't he?
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe would be good.
Father of a murdered child, husband of a murdered...
Bit reminiscent of Jack Thompson, I reckon.
A lot of people are suggesting that John Elliott would be very good.
Pig's ass!
Please.
Thanks for that, John.
And also a lot of nominations for our former Prime Minister.
But any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
It'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan's in Endeavour Hills. G'day, Dylan.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Dylan.
Who should be the public transport voice?
Dame Edna Everidge.
Now, there is a true Melbourne icon, Dylan. Dame Edna.
I reckon
Dame Edna would probably put her hand up for that if you asked her.
Retired, I believe.
Just about. Oh, Barry Humphreys.
Particularly Campbell.
Her long-term... manager, he's just about hung up the boots, I think. But well, Dame Edna's a pretty good suggestion.
Yes, although there's a lot of people, putting their hand up for Sir Les Patterson.
would you go with Sir Les rather than Dame, the great Dame?
Sir Les. He's got a tie as good as my tie, I reckon. George is in Newport. G'day, George.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
G'day.
It'll go something like this. Like a cork in the ocean... The Craigieburn train is fast approaching. You can't go past the dulcet tones of Dennis Cometti.
Yeah, beautiful voice.
He has got a magnificent voice, Dennis. He's very much a Perth kind of personality, though. I don't think he's naturally
you reckon
Melbourne.
I reckon
if Melbourne we were going to get a new person, it would have to be a Melbourne type of person.
Yeah, I think so.
Bert Newton, how would Bert Newton go? Everyone knows Bert's voice.
Yeah.
It'd be soothing and give you confidence that the train was going to arrive and leave on time.
We're not actually looking for anyone, are we? I just, before you go,
why
Sue,
aren't we? We should be.
Who? What did you make of what we saw in the paper on Monday regarding Beck Madden? Beck, what's her name?
Yeah, Rebecca Madden. Leaving the footy show.
Yeah.
You forget them very quickly, Doc. You've only been gone one day.
Well, as you intimated before, Doc, there's been countless... column inches and radio hours devoted to the footy show and what's wrong with it and how they can, revamp it. They're still talking, I believe, down at Channel 9, of bringing it back again next year. A lot of people thought, including ourselves, that it might have just about run its race at the end of 2018. They're only going to bring it back next year with a complete revamp. The only problem I've got with that is we heard that this time last year. They're going to do a complete revamp, and pretty much all they did was add Fev and Dane Swan.
I'd love to have sat in that production. I mean, Brev, Fev.
Swanee. Maybe a bit of Chris Jard.
Did no one then say, and?
Yeah.
And then what?
Is that it? Is that your major revamp? Don't know. We'll wait and see on this one. I know they're still contracted for next year, but I think that could easily go out the window.
Serge, always great to catch up, and we'll catch you next week.
See you next week,
gents. Last one for the voice.